Rosemary Maine.
BBC Radio Kent.
In the next half hour of the programme, we're going to be marking the 75th birthday of Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Who? I hear you asking. I know some of you know exactly who I'm talking about. Elton John is 75 years old today. We're going to be talking to an Elton impersonator, a tribute act, who's going to be telling us what he finds so special about him, his favourite song, etc., and marking Sir Elton's birthday. He is still standing, but then it's not quite midday yet, is it? And he is going to be celebrating his 75th birthday later. That's Sir Elton John, the Rocket Man. We're going to be joined by Elite Elton, who's a tribute act known as Kevin.
Eyes, baby's got blue eyes, like a deep blue sea. Children living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Elite Elton versus the real Elton there. Did you spot the join? Well, we're now joined by Kevin, who is actually the Elite Elton. Welcome, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, absolutely uncanny. Do you know what? I've been watching your video as well, and you really look like Elton.
Oh, thank you very much.
It is a compliment.
It takes a lot of props and a lot of things, makeup, to get there.
Does yeah. it? How long do you spend in makeup?
It takes a while. I would say before a show, probably about 30, 40 minutes.
Wow, and obviously you need a heck of a lot of glasses as well, don't you?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've bought over 100 pairs, actually, over the time. So most of them, obviously, I've never worn. But there we go.
Oh, haven't you? Which is your favourite one?
I've got some new ones at the moment that I'm using, which people seem to like. So I think I just go in and out of different types of glasses, should I say, because I think, I'll try these ones now, and then the reaction's different, and then I'll stick with them for a while.
Now, I'm sure you're not celebrating your 75th birthday, are you, Kevin?
No. Yeah, I don't think I'd be singing like him if that was the case, yeah.
Are you doing anything special to celebrate Sir Elton's birthday?
Well, I'm performing this evening, and I've got a performance tomorrow. So, yeah, they contacted me, actually, not too long, about half an hour ago, and said, they didn't realise it was his birthday, and do you mind if we bring a cake out and, a bit of fun next week?
So you're going to be blowing out 75 candles then?
I won't be able to sing. I'll be exhausted after blowing out 75 candles, yeah.
Now, what made you first become a tribute act for him? There must have come a point where you thought, do you know what? I not only look like him, but I really sound like him too.
Well, that's exactly what happened, really, because, we're playing the piano and singing. And the people just came up and said, you sound like Elton John or whatever. And I thought, well, I might as well go out and be Elton John. We're quite similar in our personalities, i.e. I like to stand up and play the piano or get underneath it and be a bit exciting.
That is
so
skills.
Our natural, being natural, it seems to be, it fits the bill, should we say.
So how long has it been? How long have you been doing this for?
I wouldn't say it was that long, actually. It was about, I'd say about 5 or 6 years now. I'm a professional musician, have been for many years, but about, 5 or 6 years.
Are you a big Elton fan yourself?
I think he's absolutely incredible. And I really like the guy. He makes me laugh, and he's really such a wonderful personality in person. He does so much, probably behind the scenes for people and people across the world. I don't think everybody realises how much he puts into helping people everywhere.
Yeah. Which, of course, is why he was knighted in 1998 as a recognition of his work in music and charity work as well. Yeah. And so if you could, what was your favourite Elton song?
My favourite, even though it's probably not one of his most famous, is Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
Okay. We might see if we can dig that out. Now, what do you think Kent audiences are like to perform to? Because we always like to hear that we're the best audience, don't we? What do you think of us?
Yeah, I think they're absolutely fantastic. They really get into the feeling of it, the tribute, etc. So what I like to see, many people in Kent, they come wearing the glasses, sometimes the wigs and stuff, so they go for it. They're a great county for that sort of thing.
Are you really almost proud when you see that he's got, you know, Christmas numbers 1 and 2 like he did last year? Does it sort of make you feel like it's got a little bit to do with you as well?
Yeah, I do. Well, you're exactly right. Yes, because it does have a, you know, for better or worse, if you see what I mean. So if an artist did something very bad, then obviously that's the end of your career.
Yeah,
and the other way around, if it's really good and their name's in the spotlight, then it makes a lot of people think, oh, okay, he's really hot at the moment, let's put him on somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you constantly have to be learning new songs, don't you? Did you sing Merry Christmas at Christmas time?
I did, yes.
Who did you team up with?
Sorry, say that again.
Who did you team up with?
I'd done it on my own.
Ah, okay.
But I just sang the parts of... I can't remember his name at the moment, the other chap.
Ed Sheeran,
yeah. Yes.
And of course there was the Lad Baby.
As well.
Yeah, Lad Baby, sausage rolls for everyone as well. Did you give that a go?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, go on.
I drew the line somewhere. Yeah. But so, the problem was people were singing that as well. So
of course. Of course, but that all just adds to the fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it's all fun, yes.
So,
yeah.
Sir Elton...
It is really a tribute evening. It's appreciating the career and the talents of Elton John, but also, you know, it's fun, let's have a great time. You don't really get to see your famous artist in certain places, so it's great that you can hopefully, you know, pop up the road and go and see them.
Yeah, I bet it goes down really well. When did you start playing the piano? Because Sir Elton learnt how to play the piano at the age of 3.
Yes, well, I started playing guitar when I was about 10.
Okay.
The piano was more like 15 or 16. It's a completely different instrument, feels different. And it's led on to different things. So I have a piano at home, and obviously one that I go out. I have a baby grand piano that I use. And then things are really going up in the world, because I've got a promoter who's going to put me on at castles and cathedrals. And I said, well, that's like what Elton John does. He went, no, that's what you're doing. So that sometimes you do some incredible form of performances. I just got booked last night to play at a chateau in France for a wedding. So sometimes you are all over the world as well with this. So, you know, you get sort of small gigs, and then sometimes you're on a bigger scale.
So your career has really taken off, if you don't mind me saying. Are you going to fly in like Rocket Man?
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't come into the airport. I have these giant feathers, you see what I mean? If you came through that electric system there or whatever, you know, they'd be, what the hell's going on here? But yeah, I take them everywhere, and they're absolutely beautiful. I do have some performances on... in Kent, you know, if anybody wants to look at the website, they can, and then see some different performances in Kent coming up.
Yeah, tell us about it, because, you know, if you're performing at Rochester Castle or something, we want to be there.
Yeah, not actually the castles in Kent. For some reason, they put me at castles in Scotland, Ireland, Durham Cathedral, beautiful cathedral there, Minsters, things like that, yeah, different things.
So finally, if you could sum up...
I've got Gravesend Festival, that's in Kent, isn't it?
Brilliant, yes, it certainly is.
I've got a band as well, so the Elton John Experience. So.
Fantastic, yeah, it's up and up for you, that is just amazing. And if you could tell us one thing, the one thing that you really love about Elton, what would it be?
Well, obviously his singing and his talents, especially, you know, the writer as well, Bernie Taupin. But I think he's the humanitarian aspects of Elton John, as I was saying before, what he does for the people all across the world. And also, he really looks after all the up-and-coming musicians. So he's good friends with Ed Sheeran and Lady Gaga and Sam Smith and all these modern... And he says, look, I've been there, I've done that. I've had my trials and all the difficulty and all the good stuff. And he's like a father figure to them. He mentors them, and they ring him, and well, what shall I do here? And he just helps out. And I think it's paying him back because all these young people say, well, I'll sing with you. So he's got all these people that he can do duets. That wasn't his idea, by the way.
Yes.
It just happened that they come back to thank him.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know,
into the young, but I think he's still quite.
It keeps his sound fresh,
today,
doesn't it?
Elton John is fresh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Right. Well, yeah. We found the song that you like, Kevin, or should I call you Elite Elton? Someone Saved My Life Tonight, so we're going to play that now. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in France. Good luck at the Gravesend Festival. And, you know, I hope your career just absolutely goes from strength to strength. And,
thank you.
Yeah, and we'll join you in celebrating Sir Elton John's 75th birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Elton John.
So we were just talking to Elite Elton, and he's going to be playing at the Elton John Experience at Gravesend Riverside Festival on the 30th of July. So if you can go along and see that, it's amazing. Honestly, he really does look like him, and he sounds like him too. So incredible skills. I still want to see him flying onto the stage like Rocket Man. He says he's got the wings. I mean, you know, it's not going to take too much, is it? Happy 75th birthday, Sir Elton John.